This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dial in toll free, bring up what you want. Although right now your calls about what you want will have to wait for a little bit because we are having a sort of short notice special guest here on the program. Mark, you were looking into this whole Bill Weld controversy that we discussed on Wednesday, where there was a couple news articles, one from the Boston Globe and then another one that was even more sensationalized, saying that he had dropped out of the race.
From New York Magazine, yeah.
Yeah, and that he was done with the Libertarian Party. And
yeah,
was...
you would have thought that the whole campaign was done if you would have read these articles, and I suspect that that might be the intent.
So you actually invited Nick Sarwark on the show.
Yeah, that's the chairman of the Libertarian Party. I was having a chat with him, and he had a different take on it.
And so we got Nick on the line here from Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, Nick. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Sure. So, we did discuss this issue on Wednesday night's show, and we read a Reason.com piece that basically refuted some of the things that the Boston Globe had been saying about Bill Weld basically being done with the campaign. So there's definitely already a refutation from Weld out there about this, but I was wondering what you wanted to add to the discussion.
You know, this is the second time that the Democratic campaign has tried to sow dissent and try and stop leading voters to Gary Johnson. The first time was when Carl Bernstein made up a rumor out of whole cloth with absolutely zero evidence that Weld was going to drop out if it looked like, the Republican was doing too well. And, you know, what it does is it eats up a news cycle, right? It eats up a news cycle. It eats up. I talked to Matt Welch from Reason. He's like, yeah, I have to get comment on this. I said, man, your job sucks sometimes to have to get comment on such a ridiculous rumor that's so obviously a hit piece from the Democratic campaign. But, you know, that's what reporters do. And so they did the same thing with this Boston Globe article, which if you go back and read it, especially with how just awful the media has been as far as editorializing and spinning this election, there's a lot of words in that article, and there are not a lot of quotation marks.
Well, one of the things that they did quote Weld saying here, and again, there's not much context around the quotes either.
Right.
So one of the things that he said allegedly was, quote, I'm certainly not going to drop them this year, unquote, which they claim was in reference to the, suggestion that he might be leaving the Libertarian Party to go work in the Republican Party. Now, I mean, do you know anything about that or what do you have to say to that?
I don't know anything about that. Like Yogi Berra says, it's hard to make predictions, especially about the future. and I think that, again, much like the Bernstein thing, Weld's official response was, this whole thing is just wishful thinking. And a lot of that has to do with, they do travel in the same circles. And I think a lot of his friends or acquaintances or associates think that they're helping, right, by trying to sow these rifts, and they're just trying to help their friend, who is the Democratic nominee and mendacious liar, and needs all the help that she can get. So they create these
rumors.
She's
going down in the polls right now, and it doesn't seem particular. It's amazing that Hillary Clinton is going down in the polls, but she is.
Did you guys see the WikiLeaks release that I haven't had a chance to read yet?
Is this brand new or something?
Yeah, it's from today.
No,
today was a big damn day. My Twitter has been fire.
Oh, wow. 1 hour ago, RT, WikiLeaks, releases over 2,000 emails from Clinton campaign chairs. So, no, we have not, not seen this.
One of the things they apparently have is transcripts of these secret speeches that she was getting hundreds of thousands of dollars for and refused to release. And they include quotes like, quote, you need both a public and a private position. End quote.
Meaning on an issue of some sort?
Meaning on all kinds of issues. There was a bigger sort of context of the quote where they talked about, but if everybody's watching, you know, all of the backroom discussions and the deals, you know, then people get a little nervous, to say the least. So you need both a public and a private position.
Yeah,
that's the context.
When Obama got caught on the open mic, you know, saying to Putin, hey, you know, I'll take care of this next term or something like that. You know,
yeah.
I'll be in a better position. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you saw the Republican nominee and the video and audio from his thing with Billy Bush. But I don't think we can say much of that stuff on the radio.
Nope, have not seen this either. Who's Billy Bush?
Billy Bush used to be the host of Access Hollywood, and they have him on a hot mic on a bus talking about trying to sleep with married women and how that when you're the star, you know, you can do whatever you want. You can just go up and grab them right by the...
Now, is this Trump saying this, or...?
Yes, it's him saying it.
Okay.
Grab him right by the thing that Gary Johnson called Trump.
I'm not sure what that precisely was.
Something graphic.
Yeah, something graphic.
Yeah. It's a word for female genitals.
Okay.
It starts with a P.
Gotcha.
And so he was saying that you can just, you know, when you're a big star like he is, you can just go up and grab him right by that.
Somebody told Bill Cosby that, and it didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't. So basically right now, you know, at this upcoming bipartisan campaign commercial in St. Louis on Sunday, you're going to have a, quote, debate between someone who sexually assaults people and brags about it, and then someone who spent a large portion of her life destroying the victims of her husband's sexual assaults.
It just seems like that. And then the women are going to decide which one of these they would rather vote for.
Right. So it's a good time. It's exciting time.
It's an interesting time. That's certainly true. And compared against Trump and Clinton, Johnson Weld are certainly a better choice. There's no doubt about that. Of course,
right.
As we've discussed a number of times, it's hard for a libertarian like me to get behind these two. You know, given that they just don't seem that libertarian. I mean, Nick, I don't know you personally.
Sure.
We've never met. Mm-hmm. You seem to have been involved with the Libertarian Party for a while. When did you get into it?
When I was 12.
Okay. Wow. So a long time ago, presumably.
I am what might refer to as an OG libertarian.
So by that definition, then, I mean, aren't you frustrated with the Libertarian Party's choices since 2008, where you've got former Republicans coming in?
No, because long term, I trust the delegates. I trust the members of the party. I trust them to do what they think is best for the party. And I don't think that I have all the answers, which sort of distinguishes me from the chairpersons of the old parties who try and rig their elections and suppress candidates they don't like and build up candidates they do like and all that other stuff. You know, I've been very big, and anyone can tell you, leading up to the nomination convention, all candidates were treated equally. We were the national office, and myself as chairman, we did not support anyone. We supported everyone equally. We promoted everyone equally because I feel that at the end of the day, it's the delegates' decision, and that's the decision that I'll support, even if, you know, in 08, I was not on the winning side of that ticket. And I think that was probably a mistake, but it was won fair and square after five or six ballots. You know,
You're talking about the nomination of Bob Barr, the former
correct.
Republican representative from, I believe it was Georgia, and former drug war hawk as well, who came on to become the presidential candidate of the Libertarian Party, who, by the way, if I'm recalling correctly, also at some point not long after left the Libertarian Party and rejoined the Republicans.
He did go back. I've seen him a couple times in Vegas at Freedom Fest, and I will cop to the fact that I did vote for Barr on the fifth or sixth ballot, the last ballot, after he came over and personally assuaged my concerns about a couple of issues that were, you know, a problem. And that's what I would tell the media, you know, when they would ask what makes a Libertarian convention different. I said, everybody gets to talk to the candidate directly. There's no, you know, they're not hidden. you can go right up to them and ask them to their face whether or not, you know, they support this.
That's true. I did walk up to Bill Weld today in Keene and ask him whether or not he supported the non-aggression principle. If you can stick with us here, Nick, we'll keep you for another segment. Nick Starwark is with us. He's the chairman of the National Libertarian Party. If you've got a question, 855-450-FREE.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. free. That's 855-450-3733. Now, if you do want to bring up something, you're welcome to do that. But right now, calls for Nick Sarwark will get priority. He is on Skype with us. We're going to bring him back here in a moment. But if you've ever wanted to start your own blog or website, but just haven't gotten around to it, or you're just maybe too intimidated by the whole process to really get started and do it, well, now you don't really have much of an excuse, because HostGator is offering a 50% discount from their regular prices for Free Talk Live listeners. HostGator is one of the top hosting companies out there. You can go to HostGator.com/FTL to take a look at what they've got to offer. But most importantly, for those of you who have been maybe just kind of holding out, not sure about this whole process, HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and simplicity of use into your hands. They've also got a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. To get the special offer of 50% off for Free Talk Live listeners, go to HostGator.com/FTL. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. We're back with Nick Sarwark, who says he's been involved with the Libertarian Party. He's now the chairman of it. But you started when you were 12 years old, so you describe yourself as an OG libertarian. But you have been hands-off when it comes to trying to manipulate any of the elections. You say you've supported what the delegates have decided to do. Now, I wasn't at the convention this year, but I know some folks who were there, and the belief is that on Sunday, when the presidential candidates were chosen, that there was a large influx of people who just showed up, it appears, just for the purpose of influencing the election, who didn't spend any other time of note at the convention throughout the weekend, and then they left immediately after the election of presidential candidate and VP candidates were chosen. Do you believe there's truth to that claim?
Probably about a quarter, which is typical. That was how it was in 12, that's how it was in 08, that's how it was in 04, that's how it was in 2000. 2000 is the last one that the first one that I went to. There are always people who are more interested in the presidential nomination than dealing with platform and bylaws. That's
no doubt. That crap is boring
as hell. Yeah, exactly.
I've been in the Florida LP when they did back years ago when they did that stuff, and it was just absolutely exasperatingly.
But I think that there was something when I heard you say it, it made me just kind of think. So you didn't go to the convention, and the person that you wanted to win didn't win. And people did go to the convention, and the person they wanted to win won. I wonder what the correlation is there, if we could, just draw some, put some dots together or something.
You know, if we had somebody here who, had given a bunch of speeches to state parties about showing up as being sort of job one in politics, he would probably have something to say about that. But
so you're behind Johnson and Weld, and do you think these guys are really libertarians?
I do think they're libertarians. I believe that a lot of people are libertarians. Not everybody is as hardcore as I am. I mean, I have a freaking Murray Rothbard silver round, which, you know, I pull out anytime someone tries to challenge my libertarian credentials. We need to be in a welcoming tent. People tend to get more libertarian over time. And it's one of those things where this was a great convention in Orlando. I'm sorry that you weren't able to make it, because we had probably five candidates who had a shot at getting the nomination. And I had five different strategies for how to work with the candidates, because all five of them were targeting different voters. They had different stresses in their messaging. They had different, you know, looks. You know, you had John McAfee with ladies with butterfly wings on stilts and, you know, just kind of a loose cannon. You had Peterson kind of going for the more disgruntled Ted Cruz kind of people. You had Perry going super hardcore, you know, everything should be legal like tomatoes. You had Johnson saying, look, I'm an experienced two-term governor, which we didn't know that at the time, but it turns out he's actually the most experienced candidate for president in the race as far as executive experience, which is a new thing for the Libertarian Party to have. And then you had, Dr. Feldman with his, super low may he rest in peace, his super low, you know, $5 campaign contribution cap and his support of Black Lives Matter. So you had all these different directions people wanted to go. And I, the thing that made me feel happy about how we got to where we got is everyone on that convention floor heard from all those candidates. They saw them debate at convention. They saw them debate before convention at multiple state conventions, all many of which were broadcast online. Everybody knew what they were getting into, right? There wasn't any shenanigans. There wasn't any hiding anything, you know, which is the biggest thing that I think is bothering people about the two old party nominees is you can't trust them. They're liars. I mean, they're simply put liars. And you can say a lot of things about how Governor Johnson or Governor Weld are not, you know, totally aligned with the platform. And there are deviations and, you know, that happens. You know, Ron Paul famously was not aligned with the platform on the abortion issue. But you cannot say that they're liars. You know, it's one of the few things that everybody agrees on. These are, you know, two men with some, they'll tell you to your face what they believe. And with Johnson, I mean, I've never met a more honest person than Gary Johnson. I haven't. Maybe it's because I was a lawyer and a used car dealer. So I think that's honest people and all my time in politics. But he's really, I mean, it's super refreshing in this election, especially, you know, the assists that we're getting from the old parties where they're drawing these contrasts for us, right? You know, they're coming out with all this crazy stuff, and he's just standing over here going, you know what? I screwed up. I didn't know the name of a city in Syria. It was
I think that's really human. I can't say anything wrong about Gary for how he handled that. I mean, look, you know, not everybody knows everything. I didn't know where the hell Aleppo was. I think something he's got in common with a lot of Americans.
Yeah, I knew where Aleppo was, but I think that in the one case he's getting sort of some trouble about not being able to name his favorite world leader, and I consider
right,
that
which
a
is
bonus.
So libertarian. Yeah, right. It's like, no, I mean, you know, the right answer to that question, if you do get that gotcha question, is John Key. John Key, K-E-Y.
Who is that?
See?
I was expecting to
say
Percy Jennings.
Now you're not qualified for president.
Well, see, I would have said that as a libertarian, I don't believe that we should have world leaders. But nonetheless, Johnson, I didn't expect him to say that.
He's the Prime Minister of New Zealand. And the best part about him is you've never heard of him. New Zealand is just a country that has a lot of economic and personal freedoms.
And cheap.
And everything kind of runs okay, and nobody notices. Best kind of government. Can have.
Now, it's my understanding you are short on time, Nick. We have to let you go.
I can probably do one more segment.
Okay. All right. Well, stick with us because I got a question for you. Apparently, you've got something that the LP is going to be offering Free Talk Live listeners, and it wasn't the reason we had you on tonight, but I am curious about it, and figure we'll ask you about it on the air. So stand by. Nick Sarwark, the chairman of the Libertarian Party, the national one, is with us here on Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us here if you like. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And we go back to your calls and your thoughts here in a few moments. But first, we've got Nick Sarwark. He is the chairman of the National Libertarian Party. And, Mark, you wanted to bring Nick on tonight to talk about the controversy surrounding the articles alleging that Bill Weld, the VP candidate for the Libertarian Party, was going to be dropping out or had dropped out of the race in order to focus all of his efforts on Trump. And it seems pretty clear that he's not dropping out. He was here in Keene, New Hampshire today at a campaign event. I was able to ask him a question. You asked him something too, Mark. I forget what it was.
I was asking him about how, and this is what I'm going to ask Nick. And so I'll ask the question. But basically, hey, look, you know, the next step in getting the Libertarian elected to president is probably being in the debates this year more
than
any other year. Americans are disgusted with the choices the two major parties are offering. The Libertarian has the single best option. It would appear as though any candidate's name who is mentioned besides Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton gets an immediate, 5%, Ian? We were looking at the polls, and then...
Sure, Harambe, for instance.
Yeah, Harambe.
Pulling about the same
these
as...
nuts. I mean, like, you know...
Jill Stein.
There's a good percentage of the population that's willing to vote for anyone who is not Hillary and Donald, and if you were on the stage, I think that'd be a huge, huge number.
Was that a question?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't quite a question, but get to a question.
Okay,
you
so
can try again.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do to get on that stage?
You know, for St. Louis, they've already said no. Actually, it was funny. I was talking to my wife tonight. I'm vacillating. I have tickets to go to St. Louis because it's kind of a good place to go. because the press is there. On the other hand, I got barred from the Hofstra campus when I had a TV interview at the first, quote, debate. I said, I have an interview with the media at the media center. They said, well, you can't get on without Secret Service credentials.
Wow.
I said, well, no, I understand for, you know, the media, they have to have media credentials. That makes sense. But I'm an interviewee, not an interviewer. And they said, nope, you had to have Secret Service credentials 2 weeks ago or you can't get on campus. I was like, all right. So I went to the free speech cage and gave a pretty good speech where I introduced the whole No More Moldy Sandwiches thing, which if you guys haven't seen it, you should look it up. I gave this speech at the Seattle rally with Johnson, which was funny because I got this question about Weld dropping out from the Bernstein thing right after I was with him wearing a 12-man jersey in Seattle to an overflow crowd with like Drew Carey and Chris Novoselic. And I told Matt Welch, I said, that guy that was on stage with me, that guy did not seem like he's dropping out. Maybe Carl Bernstein knows something I don't, but that guy looked fired up.
Yeah, it just doesn't make sense that Weld would drop out. But
they want it so badly because she's got nothing, right? Like, it's so terrible. But I'm actually vacillating on whether to go to St. Louis because nobody cares about this stupid bipartisan campaign commercial. You know, they like to crow about the 80 million people that watched the first one. And say that it set a record over the Reagan debate in 80 or maybe 80 or 84, but we have 93 million more people in the country. So as a percentage of the population, more people are turning them both off and saying, you know, I'm tired of going to a deli where they sell me either moldy ham and cheese or moldy pastrami, and I get to pick either one, and they're the same price. And, hey, look, we just rolled up a taco truck outside with delicious, you know, Korean beef tacos with like sriracha salt slaw on them, and they're the same price. Of course, the people that run the damn deli don't want you to know about the tacos.
Yeah, they're like, no
taco truck, shut up. So they're not going to let us on the stage, but more and more people are saying no more moldy sandwiches anyway.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's definitely a banner year for the Libertarian Party, it seems like. I mean, I paid attention to the LP and all of the presidential races, and it seems like the Libertarian candidates are getting more press attention this year than ever before. But it's also tough to, you know, to watch as the press seems to be better affiliated in certain cases than with the Libertarian Party's platform than the candidates themselves. I mean, to watch CNN hosts call out Johnson and Weld for not being consistent with the platform is a pretty embarrassing thing to see happen.
I'm not embarrassed. Platforms are always past where the candidates are, and this is not unique to the Libertarian Party.
No, it's true.
If you cannot find me a Republican who will actually hew to the entire Republican platform, nor a Democrat. I mean, for example, Libertarian Party has an anti-death penalty plank in its platform. In Orlando, we added it. It was long overdue. Johnson's on board with that part of the platform. Democratic Party has an anti-death penalty plank, too. Their nominee, not so much. Mm. More into, like, killing people with the state sanction. It's good. I mean, I think it's good. You know, we need to make some more lemonades out of this lemon. You know, it's like, do I disagree with the candidates on some issues? Of course I do. But until I'm the one running for president, I'm not going to, you know, go out of my way to try and whack them on it. I'm going to, you know, and the party's position is always the party's position. So if you go back and look through LP press releases, we're on platform all the time. And that's kind of, it's a different role, right? The role of the candidate is to be the popularizer and to bring people in. The role of the party is to have a place for them to be brought in to, which is kind of why one of my big focuses coming out of this election is making sure the party comes out of the election stronger and that we have more people in the party, that we don't squander the momentum that we've been given by having both really bad old party candidates and really qualified Libertarian Party candidates. And, you know, love him or hate him, and I could guess how you feel about the vice presidential nominee, as far as fundraising and the ability to get the message out, he's done some incredible stuff. I mean, we're orders of magnitude beyond where a Libertarian presidential campaign is normally at as far as fundraising, and that's a big deal. I mean, that's it doesn't matter how pure your message is if your megaphone's real small.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't hate anybody. I just like to point that out. It's just as a libertarian, it's frustrating to not see the principles really discussed. And I asked Bill Weld today, and there's video of this that has yet to go online at freekey.com.
What did he say? Tell me what he said. I want to know.
Yeah, so I said to him, you know, are you familiar with how do you feel about the non-aggression principle? And he said something about, oh, it's a bedrock principle. And I said, well, do you agree with it? And he said that he did. So you've got, you know, on one hand, he's saying when asked the question that he agrees with it. But on the other hand, you know, they're not exactly explaining it to anybody.
Right. They're not selling it to anybody. And this is sort of the argument I had with Mr. Peterson, who was the last person to kind of throw down that gauntlet. The NAP is awesome as far as like a lodestar to tell you what direction to go in life. But kind of like, you know, people that go to church, we all fall short, right? We're all human beings. We aren't perfect. And the NAP is a thing to aspire to. But I don't think, from my experience, both in the criminal justice world and the legal world, and just interacting with people, it's going to be difficult to get all the way there. You know, we all fall short. And that's the thing is what I want, and this is something I really agree with Johnson on. It's one of the things that resonates with me, and I've heard his stump speech so many times that not a lot resonates anymore, is that the one unforgivable in life really is hypocrisy. It's the idea that, you know, I'm not going to claim that everything I do, every position I've ever taken, is all 100% NAP compliant, right? But that's the point, is I'm not going to be a hypocrite about it. I'm not going to say, yeah, taxation is theft. And then you're going to say, well, is there an acceptable level of theft? There might be. You know, I've had people, I know people that run bars, and they try and fire the bartender that, like, pours double shots, you know, without charging for them. And then the bar is not popular anymore. And that's kind of, you know, it's like there is an acceptable level of theft.
Nick, it's been an interesting discussion. I suspect we'll probably have you on again to talk about more LP-related
stuff.
Let's
do another segment.
All right, fair enough. Because we never really even got into the whole LP.org/FTL thing that we needed to talk about. So stand by. Apparently, he's having fun here. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go back to Nick Sarwark. He originally had told us a half an hour, and he's decided to make it an entire hour here on Free Talk Live. I guess that means the conversation's going pretty well, Nick. So thanks for sticking with us here.
I'm soldiering on, but... You know, I'm going to cut you off right at that hour point.
Yep.
My wife just had surgery a couple days ago, and so taking a little time away, but I wanted to have this conversation because I felt like it was important.
All right. Well, I appreciate that. Now, we're going to talk briefly here, and then we actually have a call on the line with a question for you. So I want to get to that, but also don't want to forget to mention that, unbelievably, I was shocked by this, but the Libertarian Party is actually entering into a partnership with Free Talk Live for the first time ever since the history of this show in the 14 years that we've been doing Free Talk Live. And so I'm really glad to hear that. And it's an interesting promotion. You guys are promoting a free membership in the Libertarian Party. And there are people who feel very, very strongly about the LP one way or the other. They, you know, dislike Johnson and Weld, or, you know, maybe even feel worse than dislike towards them. Or they're really happy that the LP finally has some, you know, so-called respectable candidates on board. There's a huge range of responses this year, and there's a lot of controversy inside the party as a result of that. And there are a lot of people out there watching it happen, and, you know, they know that the Libertarian Party is, on the national level, the only liberty-oriented party. There's just nothing else out there that comes close. You know, the Constitution Party are a bunch of theocrats who want to force their morals down people's throats. So, you know, the LP still is the best option out there. But, you know, the only way to influence the election of a or the nomination of a candidate in the direction that you want is to get involved. And obviously, what is it, $25 a year normally? $35? What's a regular...
$25. So we probably should raise the price, but we haven't yet.
So $25 a year is normally what you're going to pay to join the LP, but we've got a special offer for Free Talk Live listeners that we weren't going to start promoting until Monday, but the site's up now. The sign-up page is up now. It's lp.org/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So Free Talk Live listeners can go to that URL, and they can join the Libertarian Party, the National Libertarian Party, for free for, what is it, a year? What's the time frame there?
So it's basically, it's a free membership. We get you a free issue of LP News. We get you an information packet about the party. We get you details about how you could be a sustaining member, you know, if you do want to help support what we do. We are the only political party dedicated to the idea that you should pursue happiness any way you choose, as long as you don't hurt anyone else and take their stuff. And one of the things, you know, because this is a thing that I wanted to do. One of the reasons I wanted to do this is I wanted to give people an opportunity who are very liberty oriented, who may not have taken a look at the party, to make it as easy as possible for them to get involved, you know, see what we're doing, maybe get to be a part of the party and really become engaged. Because I see so many people who kind of do this whole, you know, they see Ron Paul or they start reading Jeff Tucker or whatever, and they go from like status to I don't vote. And there's a clear way to, on election days, say, look, I don't want any more government control in my life. There's a clear way to be able to get people who, because of the nature of our elections, a libertarian candidate can get up on stage and say stuff about these issues that pushes them in the more freedom direction with a platform that you don't get through advertising. You don't get through educational things like the Cato Institute or whatever. You only get it during elections. So there's a role for electoral politics. You know, it's something I told Ernie Hancock. He's like, why bother voting? It doesn't change anything. I said, like, you know, voting is not the only strategy, but you also shouldn't not do it. You know what I mean? Like, it's a thing you do. We can walk and chew gum. So.
Well, there's more to politics than just voting. There's the whole running a campaign where you talk about liberty with people,
which Ernie doesn't have any problem doing. He doesn't mind running a campaign,
which is one of the things the libertarians are doing. In fact, one of our listeners posted on our we got the AMP forum for our listeners that support the show. He posted a link to a video in Indiana. Apparently, they actually let the LP candidate for governor into a debate, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah. All of them. He's going to be in all of them. In Indiana, they have successfully made themselves into one of the major parties. And that's the thing is I never say the M word. You've just heard me say it. But I always refer to them as old parties because it's both accurate and kind of throws a little shade at the same time.
For sure. Let's go to Brad. He's on the line. So, but again, that the URL is lp.org/FTL. We'll be talking more about it in the upcoming weeks here on Free Talk Live. Brad in New Hampshire, listening via TuneIn. You're on with Nick Sarwark, the chairman of the National Libertarian Party.
Hi. How are you?
Fabulous.
Go ahead, Brad.
How are you?
I just want to say I was at the rally today in Keene and listened to Bill speak. Just wanted to give my opinion on the candidates. I really like Gary. I think I know Gary's not perfect, but I think he does get it. You know, I think he understands where libertarianism comes from. Is he, like I said, is he perfect? No, I don't think so. Bill, I think, is a fantastic speaker. I think he's a very good communicator. I think he's very level-headed. However, I find him a little concerning because it seems like he looks at libertarianism as like middle ground between the two other parties and not something that comes from a very easy to understand and pragmatic principle. It seems like it's like, well, this is just a middle ground. You know, we'll work on both sides and we'll be good. I don't dislike him. Like I said, I think he's a good communicator. I think he has a good face and presents himself well. It's just, I guess that's where I would, you know, put my two cents in for what it's worth. Like you said, Gary, he may not be as best as a communicator, and unfortunately the press has been so infantile in beating him up that it's hard to watch, but I think he gets it. So
more of a statement than a question for Nick.
Yeah, really, I just wanted to throw in my two cents.
Yeah, no, it's totally fair. Like, so Gary's kind of a gut heart kind of libertarian. And Bill he's a really smart dude who's kind of he's a natural politician, right? He's very calm and collected. You know, if you want to see him get kind of pulled through the ringer way more than I'm sure Ian talking to him in Keene, look up the Kennedy video.
I've actually got the audio. I've got the audio of the Kennedy thing.
And he doesn't, you know, it's, I thought that was an awesome interaction because she has no chill. And it is no problem.
Yeah,
you know,
he handled her really, really professionally. I gotta give him credit.
Solid
for that.
But you know, the thing about him is, he gets it from a deontological perspective. Like, he understands the bedrock principles. He gets libertarian philosophy. But this is a dude who got elected and then reelected in Massachusetts as a Republican with over 70% of the vote in a state that is 3-1 Democrats.
Pretty
so
unusual.
He understands coalition building and figuring out what the people will buy and what they won't buy. And that kind of sort of political calculation, I get that it seems dirty to a lot of libertarians, but that kind of skill is not something that comes around in our party a lot.
Nick, hold that thought here. I want to get another caller in before the end of the this hour. Brad, great meeting you today, by the way, and thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's get Vernon on the line here, calling from Louisiana, listening to LRN.FM. Vernon, you're on with Nick Sarwark.
You know, I find it interesting that you all are entering into a partnership with the National LP, because the other day you all were just talking about when was the last time you all had even, you know, had membership with the National LP, and I think Mark was the only one that could possibly, you know, quote, and he wasn't even sure if it was still into if the membership was in effect. It's interesting to me that the National LP would partner with what I would consider their greatest critic. And
well, that's why I say I was pleasantly surprised by it.
Right, and I am too. And so now Ian all of a sudden seems to just be in love with the LP. This is the first time I've ever heard him not rail completely against it. And it's just
Against the LP. Yeah. I've been a critic of the LP.
Exactly. So you speak very negatively of it. So it's just
yeah, I want to see them
that.
Be more principled. I want to see them get back to
now that you're getting a little bit of a kickback, maybe you'll be more positive about the whole thing.
All right, Vernon, thanks for the call tonight. Unfortunately, the best call right toward the end of the segment. Nick, you got about 10 seconds to respond.
Yeah, no, it's I'm not scared, right? Like I'm open to critiques, and I don't shy away from it. I mean, there is a way in which I'm like Bill Weld. It doesn't bother me. And the truth is, there's no point in me going out and preaching to the converted, right? I need to talk to the people who might have gotten to the point where they don't want to be involved in
the Nick, thanks, man. We'll continue with Free Talk Live in Hour 3.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storable.